Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome back to Todd and Todd's exclusive coverage from the Assembly Show. Todd, 40% bigger than last year. What a great event. It's booming.
It's booming. 40% more exhibitors, and I think it's close to 40% more attendees as well.
Yeah.
So interest on both sides of the buy-sell equation.
You're darn right. A heck of a growth rate from 1 year ago, and they broke a very key record today on attendance. So that's very, very exciting. Well, our next guest is going to be very, very exciting. Say hello to Mark Brzezinski. He's the president of the Arthur G. Russell Company. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Lead us off by giving us a 10,000-foot view of the Arthur G. Russell Company. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, the Arthur G. Russell Company was founded back in 1945 by some brilliant engineers who came out of the Naval Munitions Department after the war, World War II, ended. And they set up shop in Bristol and started an engineering consultant company, which led to starting to do automated assembly systems. And we've had almost 70 years worth of history, and we've done thousands of systems for hundreds of customers over the years.
70 years worth of history, and I understand this past August, there was another major step forward. Tell us about that acquisition.
Yeah, well, we had the opportunity to acquire Bodine Assembly and Test Systems, which used to be a major player in the business, fell on some hard times, and we had the opportunity and we acquired them, a bunch of engineering talent, their intellectual property, spare parts inventory. So we're happy to have them on board. Great asset and, you know, part of the future for the Arthur G. Russell Company.
Walk us through, help us understand what that acquisition is going to do for your end user, for your customer. How does that enable you to better serve the market?
Well, it really allows us to expand our customer base. We've been primarily focused in the medical device industry, some very focused technologies, and this really allows us to diversify, to grow the business, and to bring in another assembly platform to add to our portfolio of expertise.
Well, speaking of assembly platforms, you just brought that up. Choosing the right one for to make a good long-term decision for an organization is not the simplest thing in the world to do. Talk a little bit about the process of choosing a good platform.
Well, it's a very complex process. You really have to understand not only the product, but you have to understand the customer. You have to understand their markets. You have to understand the life cycle of the product. There's a whole myriad of choices to be made, and there's a whole myriad of platforms to choose from. Typically, a system won't be based on one platform, but as the products become more complex, there are really a number of platforms in modules that often get pieced together to form an entire system. So understanding and where to apply the particular technologies to which pieces of the system is very important. And having experience in those technologies is equally as important, as you know.
When it comes to automation, talk about your ability to offer those various platforms. I mean, that's big for your customer base.
Yeah, well, we invented the synchronous carousel assembly system, which Bodine built their business on. And we offer continuous motion platforms, power and free platforms, our own walking beam platform that we've built for high throughput systems, primarily medical devices. So we're well versed in a number of platforms and know where they're best applied and how they can interact with each other.
In the AGR Bodine combination, I mean, the history goes back a long way. I know the acquisition just happened a couple of months ago, but I mean, back into the 60s, we were talking a little bit about that before the show.
Yeah, as I mentioned, what was the Model 64, now the Model 65 Bodine synchronous assembly carousel was actually invented and patented by one of the founders of Arthur Russell Company, as I mentioned, founded back in 45. His name was Nob Willis, and he also invented our Vibroblock vibratory feed technology. Just a brilliant guy, and there was a number of brilliant guys that were founders of the company, and they always stayed on the leading edge of technology, and if it didn't exist, they invented it. And we pride ourselves today on staying up with all the leading edge technologies, many of which are displayed at the assembly show here. We always try to walk the floor, stay up with our suppliers on what they're coming out with, so we understand their technologies and how to apply them so we can offer them to our customers and, you know, add that value.
Well, you just touched on it a second ago, but go a little deeper. I mean, AGR Bodine has a rich history at this show. Why do you invest that kind of time and treasure at an event like this?
Well, it's not only to be able to interface with our customers, it's also to be able to network with our suppliers. We use components from, you know, many, many of these people that are displaying at the show here. And it's an opportunity to network with them, see their latest offerings, and, you know, meet face to face, which is really important. This is a, you know, it's a risky business, automation integration, and you really need to trust and to partner with both your suppliers and your customers. So you say what they will about, you know, the day of the show going away. I think seeing the growth in this show is tremendous. And it's great to have an industry-focused show again. You know, the show was kind of diluted with, you know, various technologies and industries, and you really didn't know, you know, who was walking by your booth, whether they knew anything about what you were trying to sell. And so at this show, you really know that the people are here to talk assembly, and it's great.
You just mentioned two things in our short conversation here, and I want to get your perspective on how they fit together. You talked about the intellectual property that the Bodine acquisition brought to you, so the people part, the meat between the ears, if you will. And you were just talking about this show, which is just a showcase of the technology itself. Talk about the interplay between the technology and just the people smarts and how they work together.
Well, you really have to understand the technology and how to apply it. And from a customer side, you have to understand their skill sets and do they have the support at their facilities to be able to learn and apply some of these technologies. You know, we get them to work, they get in their plants, they need to have people that understand it. So it really is a combination of technology and knowledge. And this is pretty much a knowledge-based industry. And there's plenty of it here on display.
All right. Well, Mark, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Arthur G. Russell Company?
Well, they can go to www.arthurgrussell.com, or they can come see us at booth 807 today at the show. We'll be here through tomorrow, and I'll be giving a presentation tomorrow at the Showcase Theater about choosing appropriate assembly technology, so they could drop in and see me there.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Mark Brzezinski, the president of the Arthur G. Russell Company. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping
Thanks
by.
Thanks for having
me. All right. That wraps this broadcast. Todd and Todd signing off from the Assembly Show. We'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.